I guess reviewing the notes from the meeting at Beijing, and it was a very interesting meeting. Many concepts. We need to make clear there. Then, I proposed in that meeting, Beijing meeting, to try to finish the document, the proposal for request information before Durban. I want to know if you agree. We can talk a little bit about the strategy to attack this goal, to have a finished document to use for request information from potential providers of the service of contact repository. I think we have work to do about the document, but mainly I want to ask maybe to Bart about the main issues that we need to finish before have this document done.
Before this, Luis, can I ask you to email me the latest version of this document so I can put it up on Adobe?
Yes.
Would be great, thanks.
Okay.
Luis, I think you have to be a bit careful. If you go back...
I'll pick up the phone. Probably this is better, doesn't it? Isn't it?
Yes.
So you have to say... Please note, if you look at the charter, it's a two-step process. First of all, we come up with, or the working group should come up with a suggestion, recommendation to move forward. And if adopted, then, and especially if it's external, and it looks like we say the thrust is, of the group is to seek an external party to run the service, then we go for a RFP. Say, the way the document is structured now and say what we've done regarding the governance structure and funding, etc., is leading to the recommendation to seek outside or the expenses to seek outside external party to run the service. Say an example could be Trusted Intruder, but maybe there are others as well. And so I think if you look at the document right now, we have to keep in mind, and that's the current audience. It's not a potential provider, but it is the community that needs to be convinced that our recommendation or the recommendation of the working group is sound. And say, so you got a few elements. Say, first of all, and we spend a lot of time, say, on it, is say what needs to be done. So that's more the technical operational part. The second major part is, as we discussed, is probably the governance structure, one way or the other, and that relates. And then again, you have three solutions: either CC community itself, intermediate solution, or an external party, which could even be ICANN. And then the third part is the expenses, and related to that, and that's becoming more and more important, is the funding issue. Because probably, say, if you would buy the service, say, like from Trusted Intruder, then you need to have a funding model in place. And based on, say, what it costed in say, a couple of years ago, you can see it really runs into the one, say, on an ongoing basis, into the 150, almost $200,000 US dollars per year. And somebody or some groups need to fund it. So I think that's, say, that's the main areas where we need to convince or, say, share the views of the working group with the community first, before we go off into asking an RFP.
Yes. But I was talking about to ask information about the possible costs and the real service that should be provided by some operators. You remember we were speaking about the request of
But Luis, I think, and it's not me, but I think you can do this informally, say, as the previous working group has done, just to have an indication, and we use these real live figures in the example.
Okay.
And these were the costs from 2009 or something, around that time, 2010-ish. I don't know anymore. But then you can see how, and that was the whole guess, say, the whole point. And that's the whole point, say, that's why we need the initial document, say, what are the requirements, in order to see if a CEC could provide this. And the most important one is 24/7. That means you have to have a certain scale to make this work.
Yes. Okay. Well, what do you think if we create some PowerPoint slides to including these three concepts to show to the community, and maybe a short abstract or an executive resume about the contact repository, mainly for to let them know, let know the community about this contact repository, and try to convince them about the need of that contact repository. And in the other way, we can find some information in this informal way that you mentioned before, with these companies, maybe trusted introducer, and maybe I don't know if any other one.
The other one was, say, the one from what's his name, from the U.S. firm. I'll get back to the name. But I think what is useful is, at the time, I know one or two persons asked it, say, if members of the working group would go back to, say, one or two of these external firms and just ask what they would charge for something like this. And the main ones is, say, it is maintenance, so checking regularly, so it really is trusted, the contact details, and the question is, if there is an incident, how they will react, what would it cost per subscription or per subscriber per CCTLD?
With the element we have in the document, maybe the frequency of the calls or the frequency of the contact of the frequency of update information, they can have a good idea of what to.
Luis, I agree, but you don't want to share it currently. You want to do it very informally, I guess. Sharing this one. So it's just to have a rough idea, say, the order of magnitude. It's not being precise. It is using an abstract of the document itself, and then
ask informally, say, look, this is what we're doing. We've been working for this quite some time. Explain a bit about the community and then get a quote.
Yes, okay. It's formal then.
Yeah, especially at this stage. Now, it's just to get, no, it's not about if we talk, I think what is important, it's not too interesting to talk about 950 or $1,000. It's important to talk about, is it 500, 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 a month that you need to pay.
Okay.
That's the rough indication, because that shows where we are.
Okay.
And if the price or the expenses or the fees are comparable, then it really is a matter of say very fine details. But it's roughly about say you need to be available 24/7. We have this community, they're global, so you need 20, it really needs to be 27, and how do you maintain the contact?
Okay, maybe I can draft an email with this request information, and we can review it, and then we can send it. And this, about trusted introducer, there's a funny issue, because I found that there's another company providing the service outsourced by trusted introducer. And the trusted introducer is the governance model, is the but behind that there's another company that specializes in this kind of services. Maybe we can send to them to these questions about the service.
You can try it, but I doubt whether they want to do it. They use trusted introducer because it is as a governance structure with the search, but you can always try.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
maybe you found others as well. But going back to the document itself and what we. And the purpose of what we're doing right now, this is the stage, and I think we need to keep this in the back of our mind, this is for the community. This is not an RFP. This is for the community to take the next step. And it's getting more important every day. That's clear as well.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. The first agree in this meeting is to draft this email to ask information to the company. Maybe I can work on that. Maybe Bart, you can help me to review. If any other wants to review this informal email to ask information about the services,
Louise, may I suggest that you send it just to the list as soon as you got this, so it's shared and everybody can have a look at it. And we will add, if he's still interested, Christian Hesselman as well to the list, and so we all can have a look at it.
Okay.
And that should be done relatively. It shouldn't be too complicated.
No, I want to do it simple. Yeah.
And okay. Secondly, what we need to do is, I think we need to include the sections on, say, funding, etc., in the main document.
Yes, we were talking about ask to Isaac and Anthony to have a review of general review of the document, mainly because Antoinette is native speaker, then she can put the things in well English, in good English, and maybe they can help us to join all the part of the document to put it in a good way. I don't know. What do you think about that proposal?
I have no problem help doing that, Luis.
Yeah, yeah.
Putting everything together, all the pieces.
Yes.
Okay.
And have a look at the redaction. Sorry. Have a look to the English.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
Not a problem. Not a problem, Luis.
Okay. Maybe that will be the second task for us. The first task will be this email. I will write to the group this email. So I already sent the last version I have, but maybe it's a good thing to have all these parts of the document together and review it by Antoinette and Isaac, and maybe in the next call work on this, if you agree with this.
I have no problem with that.
Okay.
I have no problem with that either. So quite okay.
Yes. Yes. I would be happy if we can, we have these two things, maybe for next week. Is too short?
I would do 2 weeks.
2 weeks? 2 weeks is okay. Yes. Yeah. Let me check. Okay, 2 weeks will be 27. Okay, okay. 2 weeks this time, maybe, and with the encourage of have these two tasks done. Yes.
I'm on holiday then, but you can probably deal without me, right?
Oh, we can move.
I'll play you.
Okay, okay. Great. I'd like to go further with these two tasks. Do you have any other suggestion about any other thing we can do?
Luis, I wasn't clear on what you were saying earlier. There's another company that's already providing a service. Is that my understanding?
Yes.
Okay.
I will send you information.
Yeah, Antoinette, the way I understood it, there is, in fact, a back-end provider. So it's Trusted Introducer is the front-end and provides the governance model, while the actual service itself, so the back-end, and so where the work is done, is a third company.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. I know that what we're doing is really starting to rise almost like a rocket to the surface. I just came back from a conference out in Los Angeles last week, and there was so much discussion about breaches of the Internet, cybersecurity, identity theft. So what we're doing is very timely.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, people around the world. It was a national conference, and we had representatives from New Zealand, for Homeland Security, England, all over. And I mean, everyone was just in a tizzy. That's the biggest concern they have now. Is the cyber security.
Yeah. That is great. Another thing I was thinking about, I don't know if we are on time, but maybe we can get a slot during Durban meeting, in the sustainability meeting, to do a presentation about this working group. Bart, do you know if the agenda is finished?
The agenda is already done.
Okay. No chance to have a slot there.
Yeah, but we'll see what will happen. But say, at least what we could do is, the least thing we could do is do a written update.
Okay. Ah, yes, for the content. Yes, right, yes. This way that is the way. Okay, great. Okay, then we can work on this, and maybe we can talk in 2 weeks. And we can finish here, if you agree.
Hey, Hitoshi,
I agree.
Hitoshi, you want to raise anything?
Hello?
Hello, yeah. That's another call coming in.
Okay.
Hitoshi, are you okay? You're fine?
I'm okay.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else? Antoinette, you want to say something?
Oh, I just was saying hello to Hitoshi.
Okay. Isaac, you're fine?
Yes, I'm fine. And Antoinette, it's quite okay. You see when I'm online, so we can take the discussion up there on Skype.
Okay.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
All right. Well, bye, everybody. Have a good one in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.